What's up, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson. I got another one for y'all today. Another open conversation, part two. But this is targeted towards the women. So you know what? We will give this show today a topic. Things that you should not wear when you're not in shape. I hate to go there. Normally, I like to talk about dieting and nutrition and working out, but it's getting crazy out here. You know, I'm making trips to the grocery store and places, you know, that I need to go and conduct business and, you know, take care of some stuff. And I'm just seeing it's like summertime is here. The sun is out. I'm going to get on the men in a minute, but women, I'm going to need y'all to like really, really get it together, man. Some of y'all either need a friend or a mirror. Like seriously, man, this is getting out of control. It's not cute. It's not pretty. It's all of this, you know, I'm big and beautiful. That is fine by all means. But, you know, if you're going to do the big and beautiful thing, be presentable. Be presentable to where, you know, you're not embarrassing yourself. You're not causing people to judge you negatively. Because we're all being judged. People are all saying things about us all day. I get people to see me and say, oh, you got veins everywhere. You look disgusting. All those muscles. That's too much. I get it. Everything is not for everybody. But there's got to be some limits to certain things. And, you know, even with me, you know, I put myself in this category. I got to, like, slow it down. I can't just, you know, look to get ridiculously big and, you know, not look for consequences to happen, you know. Eventually, all of this is going to turn into flab anyway when I get older. But while I'm young and healthy, I'm going to do what I can to keep myself in shape. But that said, back to the women. You cannot be 5 foot nothing, well over 200 pounds, and putting on spandex like it's your best friend. Stop it. I'm asking every woman right now to really stop the madness, man. Some of y'all walking around here looking like clowns. Whales. I mean, come on, man. And I know y'all like, oh, he's so rude, and that is just not polite. I mean, how could he talk like that? How could he say those things? Oh my God, he's just arrogant. I'm none of that. I'm being for real. Stop wearing damn spandex like you a size 2, or you walking, you know. These women getting spandex and automatically think y'all really think that make you look good. Y'all really think that wearing that is making y'all look somewhat thick, or it makes your booty more accentuated. You know, like you're making your booty look more round or something when you put that. Stop it. I look at some of these women and it's like it's embarrassing. It's like, man, how can they do that to themselves? You're clowning yourself. You're like asking for people to laugh at you when you wear that stuff. You're buying all these damn spandex and then you got the nerve to get them in variety of colors. Like you just really about to show off today. Stop that shit, man. I'm cussing and everything. Please forgive me. But, I mean, seriously. Calm down. Pump your brakes. And buying all colors and putting them on like it's just, oh my God. I mean, it's really getting out of hand. I saw a lady and her daughter. The daughter got on some. This is a little girl, you know, 10, 11, 12 or so. The mama walking around with them on. And both of them got on spandex that's so tight. Their body parts are being exposed through the spandex. I'm no pervert. Let's get that clear. But when you wear stuff that's exposing your body, and you got your kid out here like that too? Man, come on, dude. Get your ass in the gym. Just, I mean, seriously, if you're going to spend $39 a month on spandex, use that $39 a month and get a gym membership. I have no problem with spandex. Get yourself in shape so that way when you put them on, yes, you do look sexy in them. Yes, it's something that men want to look at. Yes, it will make you feel even more confident. Because at the end of the day, let's get this all together. Let's just get down to the bottom of it. This is a self-esteem issue. Self-esteem. I want to put on some spandex so my body can look a little better. And it doesn't look better. It looks worse. All you doing is exposing yourself to be judged on a whole nother level. Dude saw you in jeans and was like, okay, it's passable. You can see, okay, a little something. But you put on them damn spandex, it's like, oh my God, did she really just do this? And this goes for all women, not just one gender, one race. All of y'all got it bad. Seriously. Pump your brakes on that, man. Get a gym membership. This all revolves back to the gym. Get in the gym. Just get in the gym. And do some work. It's frustrating looking at y'all embarrassing yourself like that. Then you got the men. The men want to put on, you know, every man, you know, they want to put on tank tops, white beaters. Come on, man. Y'all walking around with boobs. How you gonna have boobs and your woman got boobs? And then y'all both make excuses for each other. Oh, you know, we love each other. That is nice. I'm so glad y'all in love. But damn, can y'all love each other and motivate each other to do better? I don't get the whole ideology of I love my spouse just the way she is. And then or he or she end up in the hospital on some sick bed shit because the doctor been telling them to get your butt in the gym and lose this weight. But no, you got your wife or your husband. I love you just the way you are, baby. Don't you worry about what the doctor say. And you hear your ass about to die. I'm just saying, you know, I could be wrong, and I'm, you know, I know this is harsh the way I'm saying it, but it's facts and it's truth. Excuse my language, but topics like this really burn me, man. And you can tell I got passion about what I do because I really want to see people get their ass in shape, man. America is one of the most out of shape countries in the world. We quick to tell somebody we're the most powerful nation in the world. But shit, our military, kind of, y'all suspect out here. Our military is either soft as wet bread or they out of shape. Just because you skinny don't make you in shape. Just because you got a few muscles don't make you in shape. Just means you look decent, but you're not in shape. We so quick to cook all this greasy ass food and stuff. Then wearing spandex and silly shit and tank tops. You gotta be kidding me, man. Y'all gotta get it together. Gotta do better than this, man. Stop telling your spouse these lies. That's one thing I'm hell bent on. Stop lying to your spouse, talking about you look good. And I love you. You may love your spouse and they may look good in your eyes, but motivate each other to do better. Y'all have to motivate each other to do better than what you're doing. Seriously, I'm not telling nobody to be a bodybuilder like me or go do show. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying get yourself in shape. Do something. And stop wearing things that make you look bad. Wear some things that when, you know, you could be a big person or whatnot, but wear something that's going to accentuate and make you look presentable. Case in point, man. Biggie Smalls was not the most attractive man in the world, and he was humongous. But that boy stayed clean when he got dressed. He didn't wear stuff that made him look dumb. Heavy D, same thing. Rick Ross, even he getting in the gym and losing some of that weight. His doctor got on his ass about, hey, man, you can sit up here and claim you a boss if you want. You'll be a dead boss. Seriously, man. And I know some of y'all hearing this that's already trainers or personal trainers or people who are trying to get in the gym. And you're hearing me, you think like, oh, this guy is just, oh, my, are you hearing him? I hope you are hearing me. And I hope what you're hearing is you don't hear me trying to criticize somebody or talk down on nobody. I'm not doing that. It's just certain things we got to do to get ourselves in shape and do better as a people. That's all I'm saying. We got to do better as a people. We cannot allow ourselves to sit here and just wallow in complete nothingness. Just settle. Just settling, you know, just sitting there, you know, I'm 5'7", you know, I'm sitting on 250, but you know, I am a big fella, you know, got to keep a little size. Yeah, okay. You know, I love when dudes say that, you know, I ain't trying to get too scared, I got to keep a little size. You sound dumb. You just sound so dumb. God, man. Here's a tip for most dudes. Y'all trying to get in shape, get down to a body weight that's under your ideal. If your ideal is 200, literally go to 180. That 180 is going to look just like 200, and it's going to look better on you, and you're going to feel better. Trust me on this. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to this. I don't know everything, but I know what I'm talking about when it comes to this. Sometimes you got to bow down to the game and listen to those who've been there. I've been a fat guy. I've been a fat roly-poly. Trust me. Boobs, big old stomach, walking around talking about, yeah, but the women love me. The women love me. Yeah, they love me. They love me. They love the big belly. And guess what? They left. They left my little fat ass just sitting there chilling. That's exactly what they did. So I'm going to tell y'all, man, do what you're supposed to do to get yourself in shape and do the things that's going to make you feel good about you. I'm not saying you got to get down and be some ultra skinny person. No, but do what's going to feel good to you and make sure that you at least putting forth the effort. You can't say that you're putting forth effort in doing anything and you're not even trying to get up in the morning to go to the gym. You're not even making an attempt to say, okay, I'm gonna get to the gym, I'm gonna get on the treadmill today. You know, if you do little things like go outside and go for a walk, anything, little things like that will help you out. But we so quick to just not take advantage of small things that can put us in a different perspective of getting on the road to get to where we want to go. Alright? So let's put the spandex down and let's put the white beaters down. Let's put the beer down for a minute in the Mexican food and all of this craziness. Let's start eating a little healthy. And let's do better. Let's inspire each other. Let's motivate each other. You got a friend that need to be in that gym? Get to your friend and say, hey, look, let's go to the gym together. Let's do better than what we're doing, man. You know what I'm saying, girl? Let's go here. Let's do what we can to at least do a little bit better. All right? Change is good. It's your boy JT Thompson, and I'm out.